Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Jacob Tegeer, who is CEO and founder of iZettle. Hi, Jacob. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, for everyone listening, obviously people understand iZettle is a mobile payments platform based in Stockholm, but operating in a number of countries throughout Europe, the UK, and Latin America. My first question, Jacob, is I know you've been in the market since about 2011. How has the market changed since you entered?
Well, I think it's changing pretty rapidly in many ways. In Europe, for example, it has changed from just introducing a chip and signature solution that we did back in 2011 to some sort of unanimous verdict that Europe should probably be chip and PIN. And now, after a couple of years, we see the U.S. Going in a slightly different direction, even though they're finally adapting to EMU. So chip and signature seems to become the dominant solution in the U.S. So that's very interesting.
Well, I think I wanted to talk to you about EMV and your experiences with that payment method, because obviously being a European-based company, that's how you started. And I remember when we first met, you were describing all the challenges that you faced in trying to get a product off the ground that was manageable from a cost perspective to produce and distribute to small business while still keeping the network happy with their rules. What are some of the lessons that you've learned that you think we should take away in the U.S. as it looks like EMV is headed our way?
Well, I think it seems as though the U.S. has actually learned a lot from the European experience. I mean, the fact that you are entering into an EMV solution without PIN pretty much is in line with what we've been saying all along. I mean, already back in 2011, Python was stating very clearly in the European market that the holy grail of the EMV is the chip primarily and not the PIN. So I think that's a very good lesson learned, and the fact that you're going to market with that solution, I think, is a great first step. There are certain benefits, of course, with the PIN, but I think it's a first step moving away from magstrip to chip. I think this is the exact sort of correct way of doing things.
So Jacob, I wanted to ask you another question, and this is another thing that prompted that reminded me of our conversation back in 2012. Many people refer to you as the European Square, and I can imagine that at one point that association might have been helpful as a frame of reference for what you do. But more recently, perhaps that association may not be as useful since Square's had a number of alleged financial struggles, but they've also expanded a lot beyond their core area of mobile point of sale. What do you think is a better analogy for iZettle?
Well, actually, we don't mind the Square analogy, I must say. I mean, we are obviously impressed with what Square has done over the last couple of years, and we found them extremely innovative in many ways. I think for us, we're still very much sticking to the core of card payments, and we haven't really gone down the road of trying out so many different things Square seems to be doing. And I think a very important reason for that is that sort of the venture capital landscape and the access to capital in Europe is a very different story compared to the U.S., so you've got to be a bit more prudent on where you kind of use your funds, if you like. But again, we don't mind the analogy, and I think by now we can be pretty proud about the company and say that we are definitely and clearly the European leader in terms of mobile payments, which is a a nice thing, I think, after a couple of years. And we can also see that we have made quite a mark in the Brazilian market, where we estimate that we have roughly 40% after the first year of the total mobile post market in Brazil. So I think we're making progress in a lot of different places, and what you want to call us, we don't really care too much about that.
Sounds like we should call you successful.
Well, making progress in the right direction, I think, is a good summary.
So there are a lot of players in the mobile point of sale space. We track it monthly at payments, and it's like 200 players that are in one way, shape, or form entering the market. But very few of them have been able to scale and certainly raise the amount of capital that you have over the years. So I'm curious, what sets you apart enough so that investors have been willing to put, you know, an awful lot of money behind you and support your growth into the markets in which you have expanded?
Well, first of all, I think it's a very clear strength to be first to market with something, and we happen to be the first within the EMV space, kind of really redefining the traditional, if you like, EMV technology and how to accept payments. But as time goes, I think, you know, people and investors and entrepreneurs, I think they've come to realize that the biggest challenge within payments has nothing to do with, you know, the hardware or kind of the infrastructure, if you like. The biggest challenge is to make sure, especially in Europe, to make sure that you remain compliant and that you abide by all the different rules and regulations that comes with this industry. And as I've stated several times before, I think that will be the biggest challenge for some of the US players coming into the European space as well eventually, whether that be Square or, I know, PayPal has been trying for a while. But adapting to all the local challenges, that goes for everything from languages to currencies to local rules and regulations, that is the biggest challenge within this industry. And I think people and investors are realizing how hard and tough it is.
Well, speaking of expansion, you've mentioned a number of times that you really have no interest in the U.S. market, given how crowded it is. But given that you were first to market with an EMV MPOS solution, and given that EMV is headed into the U.S. market, has your thinking changed?
Well, we're always considering our options. And I think the fact that, I mean, U.S. finally seems to be going down the EMV road, and you just said that you received your chip card the other day in the mail. I think that's it's a very good indication that something is actually happening. And I mean, it's obviously pretty fun to see that Square is going to market with more or less the exact type of device that we've been in market with for the last couple of years. So from that perspective, I mean, maybe we should reconsider whether to address the U.S. or not. However, you know, technology shifts take time, and if I'm not totally wrong, I think liability shift in the U.S. doesn't really come into play until, what is it, September, October 2015.
Right.
I don't really see anything drastic happening in the U.S. within the next couple of, maybe some months or so. So I still think that we have time to consider our options. But obviously, that move to EMV makes it more interesting for us.
So U.S. is maybe on the roadmap for the future. But we always like to get a sense of what's next with the innovators that we talk to. Can you give us a sense of what's next for iZettle?
Well, as you said earlier on in the interview, we're already covering roughly three continents and nine different markets. And we're spending a lot of time to make sure that we can offer the best possible product in those nine markets. But given that we pretty recently closed our Series C and had a number of new investors coming on board with 45 million euros. We are also looking at different opportunities in terms of potential acquisitions that can complement our current service, but also looking at new markets to enter and to further fuel our expansion. So I think that's the different options that we're currently considering.
So possibly new members of the iZettle family, new products, and new markets. It sounds like you'll be busy.
Yeah, it's an interesting industry, and it's definitely keeping us busy, that's for sure.
Well, Jacob, speaking of busy, I'm sure you have lots of other things to attend to this morning, so thanks for taking a few minutes to bring us up to date on iZettle and to give us your perspective on EMV in a space called Mobile Point of Sale. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Karen. Always a pleasure. Thank you.